A little bit of drumming. Hang on, let's have a little bit more. The reason being, Irrawang High School, their drum corps is one of only two schools and the only state school that's been invited to perform in front of what's going to be a packed crowd of probably over 40,000 people at the Sydney Cricket Ground tomorrow night for the final in the three-test series between the Wallabies and England. It's one all. It'll be action-packed. And look, I thought we'd find it's always good to give, you know, highlight certainly things in my local neck of the woods that are worth highlighting, and this one certainly is. Adele Robinson is the musical director with the school, and she joins me now. Good morning, Adele.
Morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. Good. How did this come about? How did the fact that Irrawang High School students are going to be performing at the SCG, how did that actually eventuate?
I would say it's, you know, due to our reputation. Like, we're well known in the Hunter performing, but we've also competed nationally and, you know, travelled interstate, and just through that sort of reputation and recognition, we were fortunate enough to receive an invite to perform.
And I believe you won first place at the Australian, Australia for Drums with Colour Guard competition?
Yes, last year. Yes,
yeah, well, that's fantastic. Look, do many schools have a drum corps?
Most drum lines and drum corps are more often associated with marching bands.
Yes.
So, but our school's a little bit different in the fact that we run a drum corps program separate from any other sort of ensemble. And, you know, we've done lots of workshops in the Hunter, and I know that there's lots of primary schools, you know, beginning to develop the program because it's a really worthwhile one for students to be involved in. And, yeah.
I bet their parents love it, the fact that their children are playing their drums all the time.
I think some of them do comment on about the amount of tapping that happens at home.
Yes. Get the saucepans out and anything they can hit with that. So how many children at the school are involved, Adele?
We've got over 80 students involved in the drum corps program currently.
And how many will be performing at the SCG tomorrow night?
Our senior drum corps down. Yes.
What a fantastic experience for all the students and all the staff involved. And when exactly will you be performing at the SCG tomorrow night?
So we're doing the pre-game entertainment, so just before kickoff.
Yeah.
There'll be the drumming, you know, spectacular.
Good.
And we're heading to Sydney this afternoon to do a 4-hour rehearsal at the SCG.
Wow.
And then back tomorrow to do another quick rehearsal before gates open, and then performance.
And how long has there been a drum corps at Irrawang High School, Adele?
Since about 2005.
And how much time does that involve for the students during the week? This is after hours, I gather.
We rehearse during break time. So basically, with that amount of drummers and three ensembles, every break time that we have, there's students up there rehearsing in the program.
And I should imagine it's a great stress release playing the drums.
Yeah, yes, it is. A bit hard on the ears sometimes, but, you know.
Yeah. Oh, terrific. And do many of the students, or have many of the students, gone on to become professional musicians and become drummers?
Yes, we've had a few. And I think because of the nature of the drum corps program too, just, you know, with collaboration and teamwork. So we've got a lot of students that move from the drum corps into the defence forces, and just sort of sense of mateship and teamship. And
Yeah, that's great. That's terrific. All right. Look, thank you very much for your time. Congratulations to all the students and yourself involved, and I hope it's a wonderful experience. I'm sure it will be for everybody tomorrow night at the Sydney Cricket Ground, Adele.
Thank you. We're absolutely excited about it.
Yeah, that's a pleasure. Thanks for your time this morning. Musical director with the Irrawang High School, that's Adele Robinson, and the students at Irrawang in their drum corps, 30 of them, will be part of the entertainment leading up to the final of the three-test series. It's one all, so it's all on the line tomorrow night between the Wallabies and England. And incidentally, too, remember Suliasi Vunivalu, who was the fantastic winger? I think he won a couple of premierships with the Melbourne Storm, and then at the end of the 2019 season switched to rugby. No, I beg your pardon, it was the end of the 2020 NRL season. Vunivalu switched to rugby union, and he'll be making his debut for the Wallabies tomorrow night. So there's a lot on the line. I must admit, I mentioned the other day, a mate of mine has gone right off rugby. He reckons when they get rid of the rolling maul, he'll be very happy. This is good morning, Pam.
Good Good morning, Richard.
Yes. Now, you're a good friend of Nick White, who's, of course, a local. And he'll be playing what he's making his 50th appearance.
Representative.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Tomorrow night, so we're all getting excited.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, it's a great story because I think he thought it was all over Red Rover, his career with the Wallabies, but he's back.
Yes, he's back and playing well. So we wish him all the best and hope he comes through for us.
Yeah, good on you, Pam. Does he get home much these days, Nick?
Not a lot.
No.
He will when he retires, but I don't know when that'll be.
How old is Nick now? He's in early 30s, isn't he?
Yes, he's about 33, 34. He played with my grandson. That's how I come to know him.
Oh, okay. All right.
Land of Fate Rugby too, as representative, but he gave it up.
Well, look, thank you for the call, Pam. That's great. Yeah, friend of Nick White, he'll be playing at halfback for the Wallabies tomorrow night, his 50th Test appearance. And, I think he thought some time ago it was all over, but he's back and playing extremely well. Good luck to Dave Rennie and the Wallabies tomorrow night. Let's beat the Poms.